French President Emmanuel Macron has promised to unite France and be a president for all after winning his second term in office. Macron defeated his far-right rival Marine Le Pen with more than 58% of the vote. That makes him the first sitting president to win re-election in France in two decades. Le Pen's share of the vote was significant, though, more than 41%. And that result makes Le Pen the most successful far-right presidential rival in decades. We turn now to NPR's Eleanor Beardsley for more details. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
So we have a little bit of Macron's victory speech here. Let's take a listen, and maybe you can tell us what Macron had to say after his win.
Okay.
À vos côtés, aborder les cinq années qui viennent.
Okay, so he's basically saying this is going to be a new era. It's not going to be a continuation of the last 5 years. And together we're going to create a new way to serve our country and the young people. You know, lofty talk, but he's acknowledged that a lot of the people who voted for him didn't actually vote for his ideas and program. They voted against Madame Le Pen. So he says he is going to change.
Although I'm sure many people also voted against Macron when they were voting for Le Pen. What did she have to say about her loss?
Well, here she is.
Avec plus de 43% des voix, le résultat de ce soir représente en lui-même.
But you wouldn't know she was conceding. It sounds like a victory speech. And actually, that's what she said. She said, our more than 40% was a stunning victory. And she said, our party is just beginning. And she's right, actually, because 40%, she got 41.6%, that's the highest vote the far right has ever gotten. And she's looking ahead to the legislative elections in June when she's going to try to take Macron's majority away from him, which will make him powerless because a French president needs his majority in Congress, which Macron has right now. So the legislative elections are often called the third round of the presidential race because they're very important to how the president is going to be able to get his agenda through or not.
So it's so odd that we're celebrating, France is celebrating this historic win for Macron at the same time that they're saying this is also a leap forward for the far right. How much has Le Pen's campaign this time around made the far right a powerful political force there?
Well, very much so. But when we say the far right for Americans, I mean, you know, it's like comparing apples and oranges sometimes. You can't directly compare countries, but think more populist right. It's more like Trump voters. It's not like they're neo-Nazis or something. She's really changed this party. It's more based on economic and the working class. She's going to help the working class, the little guy who's been left behind by globalization and, you know, savage capitalism. And also, you know, there was a guy to her right. He was eliminated in the first round, Eric Zemmour. Now, he was very xenophobic, and he was much more like Marine Le Pen's father. I would call him very far right, and she's changed the party.
So the turnout for this presidential runoff was relatively low, just under 72%. And it turns out millions of people cast blank or even spoiled ballots. What does all that mean?
Yeah, all that means is there was a saying that went this time, ni Le Pen, ni Macron, neither Le Pen nor Macron. Because a lot of people actually thought, you know, I can't vote for five more years of Macron. That's just as bad as Marine Le Pen. And a lot of these people were people on the far left. You have a whole group of people in France that really rejects capitalism, this globalized world that they say helps rich people get richer. He's seen as a president of the rich here by a lot of people and helps big corporations and leaves working class people behind. Remember the Yellow Vest movement? These were like the working poor. Mm-hmm. They just have been left behind by these so-called riches of globalization and capitalism. And for them, Macron is really a terrible president. So they could not bring themselves to vote for him. And I think that's why you had such a high abstention rate. And I think in the end, that did help Le Pen because her voters definitely went out and supported her.
So the headline in France's right-leaning newspaper, Le Figaro, is Big Victory, Big Challenges. What are these big challenges they're talking about?
Well, you know, he wants to reform the retirement system, which, you know, analysts say will, you know, it's a pension pay-in and workers pay for the people working pay for the retirees, but the number of workers is less and less. They say it will collapse if it's not reformed. But there's huge pushback to that. So he wants to raise the retirement age. So that's just one thing. But he's just going to have to govern differently. He has a whole list of reforms that he wants to push through. He thinks they're the best way. He's not going to be able to just push them through, though. He's going to have to compromise and consult. I spoke to Vincent Martigny. He's a professor of political science at the University of Nice. And this is what he told me.
will not have what we call here an état de grâce, like this the feeling that when you've been elected, there's something enthusiastic about you. It will really depend on him. If he doesn't understand that things need to be changed, I think he's going to be confronted very quickly to huge problems.
People have even predicted if he tries to push through this retirement reform right away, he will have another yellow vest movement in the street.
NPR's Eleanor Beardsley, thank you so much.
It's great to be with you guys.